A friend, family member, church participant, coaching client, or ministry leader may ask you to help with a forgiveness struggle. That invitation should be received with humility. You are not being invited to control the outcome. You are being invited to listen, pray, clarify biblical principles, and help the person discern a faithful next step. Galatians 6 teaches that someone who is caught in wrongdoing should be restored in a spirit of gentleness. Gentleness is not passivity. It is strength governed by love. Begin with permission and listening. Before giving advice, ask what kind of help the person wants. You might say, "Would it help for me to listen, pray with you, explore what forgiveness means, or help you think about a next step?" Listen carefully before deciding who is right, what happened, or how quickly the matter should be resolved. Proverbs warns against answering a matter before hearing it. A wise helper does not build a conclusion from one sentence. Clarify important distinctions. Help the person distinguish forgiveness from several related decisions. Forgiveness releases personal vengeance into God's hands. Trust is confidence built through trustworthy behavior. Reconciliation is the restoration of a relationship and normally requires participation from more than one person. Restoration to a role may require accountability, demonstrated change, and the judgment of responsible leaders. A person may forgive while maintaining distance. A person may release vengeance while reporting wrongdoing. A person may desire reconciliation while recognizing that it is not currently safe or possible. Use the grace forgiveness tool. You can guide the conversation through the grace questions. Ground yourself in God's grace. What mercy and truth has God shown? Recognize the truth. What happened? What was wrong? And whose responsibility is it? Ask, accept, or act. Does the person need to seek forgiveness, receive God's grace, extend forgiveness, or take protective action? Choose release and wise repair. What vengeance, false guilt, excuse, or controlling demand should be released? What boundary or repair is wise? Entrust the outcome to Christ. What unresolved person, memory, consequence, or relationship must be placed into Christ's hands? Avoid pressure. Do not say, "A real Christian would forgive immediately," or "You must reconcile before you can move forward." Do not arrange a confrontation without informed agreement. Do not promise confidentiality when reporting or safeguarding responsibilities may apply. Do not attempt to provide trauma treatment, legal advice, or crisis intervention beyond your role. What helps is patient listening, careful questions, biblical clarity, prayer, appropriate referrals, and respect for the person's responsibility before God. What harms is rushing the story, taking control, minimizing danger, demanding reconciliation, or making yourself the judge of another person's spiritual maturity? A Christ-centered forgiveness conversation does not force a predetermined ending. It helps a person walk honestly before God, receive grace, pursue truth, practice wisdom, and entrust the outcome to Jesus Christ.